This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Tom brings up a point about Chicago, okay? And I just saw this floating around on Sorcha Fall. More troubling to notice, however, is the total silence coming from Biden and his Socialist Democratic Party of the United Nations regarding vicious attacks on American journalists at the hands of BLM and Antifa terrorist forces. An inexplicable silence that's gravely concerning, specifically as it involves the Socialist Democratic Party, iron grip controlled black Democratic plantation city Chicago, whose black citizen death by violence this year alone has reached nearly 200. That near equals the deaths being reported today in Gaza. When added to the black citizens murdered by violence in Chicago over the past year, see the shocking death toll over 1,000. And so they're talking about divisions in the Democratic Party. Okay, so the ascendant left, that's the goon squad with AOC in them, viewing the Mideast conflict as a searing racial justice issue that carries echoes of U.S. politics, kind of like stuff I was talking about earlier. Okay, but let's go ahead and play clip two, Mr. Producer. This is a Chicago ex-gang member.
I'm from Chicago. Born and raised there. I ran those streets of Chicago and changed my life. But I want to kind of make people aware of some things that you don't know, because you've never really been out there, then you wouldn't know it. And it's going to be hard to believe, but myself, for a fact, and several others that I ran with know this to be the truth. Growing up in Chicago in the early 90s, the same situation was happening. I've been in Chicago where a person came into my house and knocked on the door to come and get me early in the morning, 6:30 in the morning, and said, come with me, man. It's a crate of guns in the alley. And I got up and ran out there, and sure enough, there was a crate of guns. And during that time when we in it, you're not thinking about where did the guns just come from. You know, you never think about that type of stuff, like where did the guns come from and why are they here? But now that I'm older, I can kind of tell you that it's a diabolical plot. Nothing has stopped. The guns are still there. The guns are still being placed in these different strategic communities. It's a plan. It's not out in Bridgeview. It's not out in, you know, West Mountain. You know, they're putting it in the Hunnids for sure. Yeah, they're putting it on 55th. They're putting it in Inglewood. You know, 6:30 in the morning, while older people that's at work, you know, you sleep. You're not outside. So, you know, you got the street walkers and the people that's out, you know, they hustling and they out all types of day. Yeah, they're the ones that's going to run across them. And who would go and tell the police? I never went to go tell the police when we found some guns. That don't even make sense. Why would you go tell the police? You know, so people are wondering why it's so much violence. You know, think about it. You think about this. Okay, the police are locking people up constantly in Chicago every single day. They're taking guns off the street every single day, every day. So how is it that all of these guns just keep appearing? Where are all the guns coming from? Nobody's going to the gun store buying these guns. So where are all these guns? Now, this is the part, another part that you don't know. I was so used to having exotic guns that I thought that that was the norm. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying, far as, I don't know if you know, are you familiar with guns, but a fully automatic handgun is almost impossible to get. You know what I'm saying? A fully automatic assault rifle, you know, that's not common. It may sound common, but that's not common. A Uzi that's fully automatic, that's not common. So I was so used to having everything in the area that I knew of was fully. It shot fully automatic, fully. So me being 17 and 18 and in my 20s, I was so naive that I believed that's how all guns was. I seen so many different exotic guns on the street running around in different areas with the guys just running around. I thought that that was the norm. So now I'm an older gentleman. I'm out here, you know, I switch my life around. I'm living right, you know. So now I'm clearing my name up and got my record sealed. And I'm going to the gun shop. And I'm going to the shooting range shooting like I'm supposed to. And I go into gun stores and I'm asking for certain guns and they looking at me like I'm crazy. Like I made that gun up. These are guns that I've seen several times in different areas that the gun store is saying, huh?
So you kind of get the gist of that, Tom, that they're on top of just the usual suspects owned and propagated rap music industry. There's people who knows what kind of actors dumping fully automatic weapons onto the streets of Chicago, St. Louis. And if you know anything about how the court systems work in these big cities, they're overwhelmed. So one of these kids gets caught with one of these weapons, guess what? The feds take those cases. They become federal inmates. And that's called felon in possession of a firearm. And so then they can get locked up and got to do their fed time. And very, very crazy system we live in. But what, let's say you dropped off a crate of guns in the middle of rural, you know, nowhere town, USA, what's going to happen? You know, I follow this guy on YouTube. He's an ex-con and he plays all of these videos of these characters, these youngsters, dancing around with all these guns. And these guns are the exact type of guns that this young man here explained about, that they dance around in these videos with these drums and extended clips, fully automatic, this and this. Very, very interesting. But we're seeing the body count in Chicago. St. Louis was 200 last year, and it's going to be well over that this year. So we're seeing a very interesting scenario play out. Go ahead.
Yeah, Robert, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that audio was breaking up a little. It sounded like a bunch of Ebonics to me. It looked like Ebonics.
Yeah, it was a black guy talking about people finding crates of guns in the alleyways in their neighborhoods, and they were fully automatic, and so on. Yeah, the guns that you can't find in a gun store. And so that would lead you to probably think about, well, where are they getting these things? Just an interesting angle on how a lot of this stuff happens.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, you know, Robert, that's just the way the cookie crumbles with that nonsense. But, you know, last weekend they had Mother's Day. I believe there was 34 shot in Chicago. I don't know what's going to happen on Father's Day. I think Father's Day might be really nuts. We'll see. It's going to happen in all these inner cities on Father's Day. So that's something that's going to happen down the road. But, you know, Robert, let's go back to I want to talk a little bit about immigration, the invasion. The immigration invasion we have, we're facing. You know, you got this dope. I mean, you had a dope over there in Argentina that came out of Argentina. He's saying, oh, you should accept them. Why don't they all ship all these people, these ones going down to Argentina? Why don't we ship all these, we already speak the language. Why aren't they going shipping down to Argentina and Venezuela and all of Colombia? Send them down that way. Why they got to come up north? Because, you know, so many gringos, gringo man, bad man, gringo. No, what's going on with this nonsense and this bumbling, dirty Irish buffoon Biden, this imbecile who's got his 99-year-old brain? I mean, this guy's a puppet. He's a puppet. He's got.
No,
the
you're not telling us anything we don't know. A hostile clique. It's a hostile clique of people that have taken over the country. Biden is just the front. It's Kamala Harris's husband. It's Ron Klein. It's Blinken. It's the Marxist wing of the tribe that is basically running our system right now. And there's a bunch of Jesuit mobsters too behind Pelosi and so forth and so on. So it's the usual suspects that run all these operations. They're running the worldwide Kalergi plan, which is to basically breed out and kill off the white race.
Absolutely. And they infiltrated the Catholic Church. We know that a century ago.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's been going on for over 100 years. But yeah, Robert,
all over
what's happened with these
500
You don't hear
years.
Nothing about the 500 years, exactly.
Yeah.
But you don't hear nothing about, and from the mainstream media, the commie broadcasting networks, about what's going on with the illegals ain't got wearing no masks. They're all coming here by the caravans of little kids and dropping the kids off. I mean, the absurdity of all this. And then when you have a guy like a Bush, a son, the son and the nephew of a president telling, hey, your uncle Georgie Porgy, you're wrong here. I mean, I don't know what to think. This whole thing is a massive zonk.
Of course it is. It's a designed mess, and that's the way it is. All right, Tom, I got to jump. Let's take Keith in Montana. What's on your mind, Keith?
Yeah, hello, Robert. Good show here. Hey, I want to go along with your theory here because I've been saying this for a long time here that the replacement of the Trump thing, bringing him back. When we first heard about all this election fraud, remember they pointed to Germany, to Italy, the Vatican, and like that. And then right after that,
Spain,
it all switched and it went to all the countries the United States was sanctioning at the time.
Iran,
now we still have Pompeo. Yeah, we have Pompeo. Well, Venezuela, too. But anyway, we have Pompeo out there is pushing this China stuff again. And we have Fauci, who has been linked and sending the money to Wuhan and all that. But, of course, they want to blame China for it. So the U.S. policy still is to go after these countries. And you can't have a world government until you take down China and Russia. Now, today, Bolivia announced that they threw out their central bank, their IMF. So this is the same thing.
There'll be some more operations. That are going to happen there.
Yeah. So, yeah, remember, Venezuela was buying up Argentina's debt. And so to stop that, the United States put sanctions on Venezuela, and that way everyone can demonize Venezuela by saying, hey, look, they're eating their animals, and forget what the U.S. was doing to them. And, of course, Bolton was out there saying, well, we're going to take the oil, see? And it's all these oil-bearing things. And, of course, we still got Iran in the picture here. So the only
remember Trump was Syria. Take the oil. Just take the oil.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing in Iraq.
Yeah.
That was one of Trump's first statements about Iraq was to take the oil.
Yeah.
So, but the point is, though, is they can't have a world government until they take down all these other main strongholds like China and Russia. And, of course, now they're saying that, the Mexican cartels are sending arms and stuff into Seattle. And that's to cover for the BLM and the Antifa groups.
Yeah, Portland. China is on board with world government, though. Communist International, I think they're big players in it. And I think beta test that went on in China is now unfolding here. So I think China's a willful player in world government.
I believe that also. However, I do believe this. China is at no part right now wanting to kill its so-called buyer's base because China exists on exports. So why would they kill off the golden calf?
Well, the thing is who secretly really controls China with their central bank and so forth? Their Politburo, their leadership is probably just as on the hook, let's say, as is ours. The thing is, right, is if they want to tear away from that leash far enough, then you have Zionists like Pompeo run their mouth to kind of warn them that, hey, look, we built you, son, and we'll crush you if you guys want to get big in your britches and you don't go along under the thumb of the Rothschilds and the rest of them. So, I mean, Hijacker from Washington, him and I have had this conversation about China maybe wanting to get off this elements in China, more nationalistic elements, even though these guys play ball with the Communist Party of China. There's nationalistic elements in the generals and the PLA and so forth that are real hardcore. And so some of them, I think, need to be kept on the so-called plantation of the money changers and so forth as well. And so I think from time to time, their chain has to get yanked, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. And remember, Christine Lagarde had said that the IMF had planned to move to China.
Yeah.
So, again, destroy America. The next victim is the $1.4 billion over there. But they have authoritative capitalism over there. The idea is to destroy capitalism in itself. And, of course, once you're...
Well, look at the operations going on against the Indians over there as well with this stuff. I mean, a lot of...
Right.
Oh, a lot of psychological and economic warfare on India. They're very smart people, very industrious, and they're going to have to be, you know, they're very closely aligned with the Israelis. It's a fascinating kind of chessboard, but it's really disgusting as far as how just... Wherever, whatever country, you see these military goons in some of these countries at these vaccination sites, the way this is all going down, people collapsing and dying at some of these vaccination sites. And I've made this point, Keith, about how many different concoctions these evil scientists send out to whatever countries. Remember the warnings on some of the bottles that the African leaders who've all been started to get killed off now are saying not to be used in the EU or the US or whatever. And he's sitting there be like, so you send us these damn vaccines and it says not to be used in the EU or the US. What bash are you sending us?
You see now where the vaccine inserts that come with the product are blank. They're not even allowing people to have informed consent, you know? But I wanted to say one more thing before I get off here. When you'd mentioned that lieutenant guy, lieutenant colonel that got sacked from Space Force, remember his comment was is that he thought that the United States was being taken over by neo-Marxist, and that and the so-called cultural Marxism, you know, and that's what got him canned, and it's the truth.
Yeah. Well, he wrote a book too. Yeah. All right, Keith. Take care, man. All right, see ya. Let's see here. What do we want to get through? Let's get clip one ready, Mr. Producer. I was listening to InfoWars broadcast today. Owen Schroyer did it. Jones must be on vacation or something. But Mike Adams from Natural News came on. And, you know, Mike Adams, everybody has their opinion of Mike, and he's all over the place with certain things. But I wanted to play this part. Because think about the number of states that have already kind of approved of this procedure. It made me think of Soylent Green right away. Go ahead and roll clip one.
There's one other big bombshell thing I've got to share with you here today before we run out of time. And LifeSite News covered this. It's Wisconsin has joined 20 other states in legalizing the liquefying of dead humans and flushing them down the municipal sewer system. And if you know from my research in the past, those then liquefied dead humans, many of whom died from the vaccine, of course, are being turned into biosludge and then spread on the crops as a form of fertilizer. So we have entered the realm now in 2021. This is not an exaggeration. It's all confirmed, double vetted, verified, that people killed by vaccines are dissolved into liquid, flushed down the drain, concentrated into biosludge, and spread on the food crops. Owen, this is like the Matrix. They are feeding the dead to the living. It's all 100% confirmed, and it's happening now in 2021.
This is just unbelievable. A new angle to where the world is going, and it's just, Mike, I guess my final question is, we have all the stuff, and by the way,
Soylent Green is people, Charlton Heston. But, the stuff that I did last week about Planned Parenthood being in these close proximities with these Beyond Meat and Impossible, meat companies, these two plant-based blah, 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 and it gets into these kidney cells and all this strange flavoring. We remember the stuff from Pepsi years ago and makeup companies putting cells from aborted cell lines and that sort of thing into the makeup, and these women are putting the makeup on their faces, and we live in a creepy, creepy world. It made me think of the movie The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy, where the golden child is just some little kind of like a Buddhist avatar, and all the evil forces kept trying to make him eat like porridge, but there was blood in it and he wouldn't eat it. It makes you think of like the spiritual implications of when these evil controllers, they making animals eat their own, like cows eating dead cows, horses and pigs eating, heck, humans, and then we eat the bacon and this sorts of thing. All those mob movies and kind of old school movies where they throw people to the pigs and let the pigs eat the corpse. And then somebody slaughters the pig, eats the bacon, and so forth. Just real, real weird, weird stuff here. Go through some articles here. This is kind of doom and gloom. That's up on Macau. Stephen Fishman, the worst case scenario. Life on planet Earth will never be better than it is right here, right now, today. Don't believe me? Keep reading. It's not only about the slow death jab causing mitochondrial cancer from spike protein, cytokine storms, and prions sucking up the last remaining molecules of oxygen from your lungs, heart, and brain over an agonizing 5 to max 10-year period from jab to grave. Well, if you get into the Deagle stuff, maybe it'll be faster acting, but because by 2025, allegedly, we're supposed to lose basically a couple hundred million people. It's not only about the mad cow prions, which are going to turn quaxinated human beings into stark raving mad lunatics on their journey through the land of the walking dead lepers. It's quite a lot more than that. The sabotage ransomware hack of the Colonial Pipeline is only a minuscule dress rehearsal for what's coming. What you're going to do when the trucks all stop delivering food to your local grocery store or Walmart. When gasoline prices are $100 a gallon because of hyperinflation, there are no trucks to deliver the gas to your local service station, even at $10,000 a gallon. When you can't get to your digital wallet to get your Bitcoins or Dogecoins anywhere because the banks and brokerage houses are all shut down because of the not-so-great reset. When your ATM machine starts laughing at you and giving you the finger, and remember the ones from the University of Virginia that have already have the little hand palm mark of the beast scanners built in. You see, and I'm going to go off the article right here real quick, but think about this whole great reset. Think about the mask versus no mask kind of conundrum that they've started over the last few days. Now there's already these people talking about, well, how am I going to know whether this person's vaccinated or not? These weak, pathetic people that don't deserve the title American. I mean, think about how rugged the boys were in the 1980s and 70s. And then this slide towards conformities, feminization, weakness, blah, 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 blah. But think about this. They're going to cause and it could be the flu vaccine this year, what all these dummies are going to get. It could be some sort of another activator of some sort. But they're going to cause something with this mask thing and with these CDC cards where people have gotten these shots and this is your proof. And then people are laminating the CDC thing. I was listening to Giuseppe and those guys on Revolution Friday night, and Dr. Judy Mikovits was on, and she was like, go out and get a fake one. I'm thinking about just getting a fake one. I'm serious. I haven't researched it, but I live close enough to the hood where I could go buy somebody off and get one of these cards probably pretty easy. But think about what they've got planned in order to cause everybody to get the Luciferase, the next step where there's going to be that quantum dot system and all this stuff that they've got ready. So right now this card is the proof, but there's already like the little communist Chinese agent on CNN, the doctor that they always bring on, where she's already talking about, well, we need these vaccine passports. And so, okay, then you're going to get the passport, but then it's going to go biometric. Klaus Schwab, anal swab, Klaus Schwab's been already talking about this. So they're going to cause, a bunch of people are all warning that this is a trial run, this pipeline little squeeze that they just did, talking about, oh, they paid $5 million to hackers. None of that's true. I don't believe any of that. And there's too many people parroting this narrative that somehow, oh, some hackers did it and they gave them $5 million just because you read it on five alternative websites or whatever. I don't buy it. I think our own sick, demented controllers that are running Event 201, Lockstep, Crimson Contagion, all the rest of it, this is just the next shoe to drop in the play. We're watching a play. We're watching a movie. We're watching a Shakespearean novel narrative, okay? And they've got this. Who knows what their next little thing is that they have planned. I'm sure that there's stuff out there in the predictive programming realm where if you're that into – see, that's my weakness, is I don't pay attention to their entertainment and media for the clues. Like, Ole Domegaard and kind of people on his side, they really look at that stuff, and he's actually even been able to predict a couple things. But they have it embedded out there in Netflix and then Disney's and Apple streaming and all this, and then on cable shows and so forth. They've got it programmed there where you know, if you're good at it, you could decipher it. But it's like a needle in a haystack, and I don't have time to taint my mind with trying to discern, okay, what's the next operation that's coming my way. I just kind of look at trends, and I kind of look at, okay, I try to get into their mind a bit. And so, look, the Holodomor in the Ukraine, I think, is a real model that we have to look for, okay? Starving us out, forcing people to get onto their Great Reset and the biometric tracking, mind control, all those things that are coming with, the next sequence in the long chain of events here. And so it sucks. When everyone is unemployed, whether they have been given the death jab or however many dozens of masks you are wearing on your oxygen-deprived face because there are no jobs or money to pay you with, what are you going to do when you no longer have electricity or gas in your home and you are freezing to death in winter or roasting in summer? That's why I like Southern California suburbs, even though we've had idiots running the state. And if you're a Southern California suburb, buddy, you're surrounded by hostiles anyway that are going to overrun you in about 30 minutes. How are you going to wash your face or take a shower when the water has stopped running through your pipes months ago? You might have started to stink by now a lot. What are you going to do when the electrical grid is a fading memory and 5G becomes radioactive? When you can't use your cell phone to call anyone but Ghostbusters? Where are you going to go to throw out your garbage because the sanitation department hasn't picked it up in 4 months and you finally just ran out of trash bags? What are you going to do to wipe your ass with when you used every last issue of the Washington Post since you ran out of toilet paper several seasons ago? We'll see you guys on the other side of the break. And now I've got a lot.
not true.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Broadcasting Network. You know, this right here is just proof of the insanity of and the patheticness of people in power This is in the state of Texas. Okay, everybody lionizes Texas. Illegal border crosser bought property where he crossed, now allows illegal migrants to enter the U.S. through it. Okay, so in 1979, OCL Mendoza illegally crossed the border. Then he bought the U.S. side of the land where he crossed. Okay, now he's letting illegal migrants use his property to enter the United States. Okay, so an immigrant who purchased the land where he crossed over the U.S. illegally said he won't stop other migrants from doing the same. OCL Mendoza illegally entered the U.S. when he was 18, looking for seasonal work on Texas ranches. This is on BuzzFeed. Mendoza bought the land where he illegally crossed in the country over 40 years early and now allows other migrants looking for a better life to come through the area. He worked on a construction in Houston for 7 years before opening a convenience store and laundromat in Rio Grande City. He obtained his residency in 82 and later bought other businesses and property around the town, including the 400-acre ranch. Smugglers have used his land to illegally bring migrants to the U.S. The federal government has tried to build a border wall on Mendoza's land, but he wants $200,000. No eminent domain there, huh? The federal government has offered him $136,000. So the guy broke into the country, and now, you know, you're going to – I mean, it's just crazy. You know, this is the madness, okay? So Liz Cheney hints at 2024 run. Prince Harry says royal life was like living in a zoo, and he just can't believe the First Amendment's bonkers. Candace Owens, voter ID's racist, but vaccine ID's not a problem. This is another just look at the complete lack of integrity. Full-blown Alinsky-eyed hypocrisy, and these people don't even care. So you got to show who you are. You show who you are to vote. Oh, that's Jim Crow. It's racist. But to go into Walmart and buy a freaking, you know, stick of gum, you better have a passport that shows you're vaccinated. You know, just crazy. China allegedly saying we're now ready to destroy America. Well, the fentanyl just up hundreds and hundreds percent since the borders up open wide open again. Yeah, nice. Mr. Producer, get three ready, clip three. So now the CDC is going to quit tallying people that are vaccinated, re-catching quote unquote COVID unless they die or are hospitalized. Go ahead and roll clip three.
So get this, the CDC just announced that starting on May 14th, they will change how vaccine breakthrough cases are reported. According to a statement on their website, to help maximize the quality of the data collected on cases of greatest clinical and public health importance, it will stop reporting COVID breakthrough infections in vaccinated individuals unless the infection results in hospitalization or death. This comes at a time when thousands of COVID-19 breakthrough cases are being reported in the fully vaccinated. So in other words, we've been including asymptomatic cases in the case count in order to dictate policy that locked you down, bankrupted your business, and drove your Uncle Jerry to suicide. But now that we have the magic vaccine, we no longer concern ourselves with such trivial things as asymptomatic infection. Only the peasants can asymptomatically spread disease. So what's the takeaway from all of this? Well, this means that starting on May 14th, that COVID infections among the vaccinated will drastically decline, while COVID infections among the unvaccinated will continue to steadily rise. All due not to the miracle of vaccines, but to a quick change in reporting protocol. According to the CDC, actual vaccine breakthrough numbers are likely higher than reported as the surveillance system is passive and relies on voluntary reporting from state health departments and may not be complete In addition, some breakthrough cases will not be identified due to lack of testing. This is particularly true in instances of asymptomatic or mild illness. Couple this with the change in definition of a breakthrough case, and there's really no way to compare infection rates between the unvaccinated and the vaccinated. Because vaccines are to health as the Wright brothers are to aviation, as Alexander Graham Bell is to telecommunications, as Milli Vanilli is to shitty pop music. Nothing but imposters taking credit for work they didn't do.
You can stop it there. Up on National File, NFL argues black players have lower cognitive skills than whites, deserve less compensation for brain injuries. The NFL, let's see here, has a $1 billion compensation fund for players who sustain brain injuries while competing in the league. However, the NFL also has a secret algorithm it uses to determine the level of dispensations awarded to each injured athlete, and argues in court that it is correct to take into consideration what it maintains is the lower average cognitive skills of black players compared to other races. I can see this one blowing up. Detractors say the NFL's algorithm is an example of race norming, according to Newsweek. New York University medical ethicist Art Kaplan explains, norming by race is not the stance that the NFL ought to take. It continues to look as if it's trying to exclude people rather than try to do what's right, blah, 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 blah. So we'll see this one probably blow wide open. Okay. Let's see here. A global financial fire is coming. Investors must get prepared now. Explosive fires have started everywhere already. Stock markets are on fire, and so are property markets, as well as bond and debt markets. The housing market is absolutely insane. And I covered this in the last few weeks. Something's going on here to where they're just trying to get people out of these houses. The water wars are coming. The world faces a looming water crisis, and it's getting worse every year with a number of large cities facing day zero. Western U.S. may be entering its most severe drought in modern history. I reject the non-scientific addition of the term human-caused climate change, which is bogus. Geoengineering is to blame. That was Steve Quayle's words there. You know, Dane Wigington, like him or not, he uses the term omnicide, which is kill everything, okay? Your plants, your animals, all your organic life. You just drop the mega dust of aluminum, barium, strontium, and all the rest of the crap on all of us, shorten our lifespans, give us all Alzheimer's, and so forth and so on. Up on Jim Stone, the disaster has happened. Who would have thought they would have been audacious enough to give people shots that took the iron out of their blood to build something with an injection site and probably elsewhere? Who would have thought they'd slander and blacklist anyone who caught on to this just so they could continue screwing people over with blood clots caused by this attack on their blood to get the raw materials needed to build whatever the elite wanted? You know, you got, remember the Matrix where Neo would sit down and they would jack into the back of his head? What if there is some sort of nanobots working inside of the people's bodies that have taken this jab and building some sort of a receptor, transmitter? Who knows? Now, a lot of these people, you can't really say the vaccine is the mark of the beast. Some people, you see this, are trying to make this connection. And I'm like, well, look, a lot of these people were thinking they were taking a medical blah, blah, blah. They weren't willfully taking this as some sort of an allegiance. You know, the old David Spangler quote's been running around again, you know, way back 25 years ago when I was reading all the books on the New Age and by Tex Mars and all that. Spangler was a frequent person quoted, no one will enter the New Age unless he is or she is taking a Luciferic initiation. Now, the Luciferase technology to me is a very, very interesting cocktail with this patent 060606, which has to do with mining and cryptocurrency based on the activity of the host individual and all that stuff. Very, very fascinating. I think this is where the real Revelation 13 angle comes in. That's why I'm very, very leery of what's in our very near future. The mask coming off is some sort of a head fake. Okay. There's some cataclysmic event, it appears right on our doorstep, that is going to get behind and push humanity off of this cliff. Now, whether it's an orchestrated 1929 crash event in the economy, whether it's like we were just talking about the omnicidal elements of the water, maybe it's a cocktail of everything, food warfare, somehow activate whatever's in the vaccinated and so forth and so on. I don't know. It's interesting. The vaccine does not have enough liquid volume to create the effects we are seeing. Even if it was pure ferro fluid, what is going on with these people is far beyond the basic shot and its basic ingredients. Magnets need either something large to attract to or something in their immediate vicinity to stick to something. Many of the magnets being shown in the magnet stick videos are too weak to grab anything through a piece of fabric. We deal with something serious with this vax. Trolls have attacked this topic saying, I am wrong with my assessment when I'm clearly not. This vax is making magnets stick to people. And look, I'm half skeptical on this as of right this moment, but it's worth it to put out. That is solidly proven is not theory, it is fact. It is also not theory that there is no magnetic liquid that can be injected into people at 0.5 to 1 milliliter volume at the depth the needle puts it that would have any chance at all of having even the strongest magnet stick to it from the length of an entire needle away. This means whatever is in that shot is designed to gather a magnetic substance. And the only thing the body has that can be grabbed like that is iron in the blood. And the blood does not like being raped, so it clots as a defense mechanism. There's no way out of this, folks. That's the whole deal from start to finish. The perverts who made the shot are so far off the deep end, they could care less if massive numbers of people clot up and die from having their blood raped to build whatever the perverts want, and they don't care. This picture proves they don't care. And it's a new drone video. And that's that has to do with Epstein's house. Okay. So let's see here. What else was it? Israel's now running psyops to blackball the Palestinians before their destruction. Now, this is Jim Stone saying this. Here's a sample of the usual Israeli Jewish bullshit they're spewing. Everyone is now aware of the Palestinian lie, so nobody cares. It doesn't help that for decades they screamed death to everyone, hide behind and use their women and children as shields, destroy everything they touch, were given billions to build and used it for weaponry, etc., etc. Nobody cares, and more people hope they get blasted back into Jordan, their real homeland. My response, sorry, dude, everyone is aware of Israel's lies. You say they spent billions on weapons when you bulldoze entire communities over kids throwing rocks and never, ever get shot at. How stupid are you to entertain the notion of anyone believing anymore anyway? Pieces of rubble from the homes you demolished are the only weapons Palestinians have. Oh, yes, those weapons cost billions by your definition, I guess, the cost of a whole house per throw. And so forth and so on. I mean, it's just, you know, it's crazy looking at all this. Are we being set up for mass depopulation? Well, a lot of us think it's a highly probable scenario. How do you market and implement a financial system that nobody would want if they understood its full ramifications? Oh, gosh. Hold on, back to the article. A change so huge that it would not only mean the end of currency as we know it, but a total revision of sovereignty and individual rights. Okay? So this is what the Great Reset is. In the interview below, which is part of the full-length documentary Planet Down, Lockdown, Michael Yeadon, life science researcher and former vice president and chief scientist of allergy and respiratory research at Pfizer, shares his views on the COVID-19 pandemic, fast-track COVID-19 vaccines, the issue of mutated virus variants, and the need for booster shots, and how this manufactured crisis is being used to strip us of our civil liberties. Okay? And I'm in favor of all modes of new medical treatments, whether they're biologicals or vaccines, small molecules, cream sprays, ointments, whatever. But I'm fervently against unsafe medicines or medicines used in an inappropriate context. So he's on board with some of this stuff. Some of the things I'm going to say are not favorable to the current crop of gene-based vaccines, and it's because they're being inappropriately used. I don't think they have a sufficient safety profile to be used as a sort of wide-spectrum public health prophylactic. A few things that allowed me, I think, to spot what's going on in the world at the moment. One, I've loved biology since I was little. I've been continuing to learn it. To apply biology broadly, whether it's pharmacology, biochemistry, molecular biology, or toxicology. And so he says a massive fraud has been perpetrated. If you die within 28 days of testing positive for SARS-CoV-2, you are counted as a COVID-19 death, regardless of other underlying conditions. And he gets into all this stuff about lockdowns were implemented for entirely other reasons, namely to get you used to giving up your freedoms and your normal way of life and to make you psychologically dependent on an outside source telling you when it's okay to do what. And we're seeing everywhere floating around out here that the reason why we're seeing a lot of this supply chain disruptions is because people don't want to go to work and because they're living off of the COVID stimulus money and so forth and so on. And some people are saying they're making up to $600 to $900 a week. And this is another way for these manipulators to really get people at each other's throats. Okay. So you got the people that are working, they're still going to work every day, so-called essential types. And then you have other people that were formerly worked as servers and restaurants and other things, and now they're making more money than they ever have, or similar money without even having to go in and bust their feet and serve tables and get stiffed by idiots and all that sort of stuff. So restaurants are collapsing, can't hire people, having to raise wages and all that. It's very interesting to watch all this. Okay. So the Great Reset, about transferring global wealth and ownership rights to the technocratic elite and giving them power to control the world's nations. Everything your government has told you about this virus, everything you need to do to stay safe is a lie. So, you know, let's have some fun here towards the end. Real raw news, upcoming military tribunals at Gitmo. It's got a picture of Tom Hanks. Dr. Fauci prepping to leave, to flee the country. Mike Pence shot while fleeing military arrest. The military indicts Liz Cheney. This is real raw news. They have the funniest Babylon Bee level headlines. Okay. Gateway Pundit had an article. Panic over new book by author Charles Murray, whose first book, The Bell Curve on Race in America, sent shockwaves across academia. Facing Reality, the two truths about race in America hardcover is expecting to be out June 15th, and the left is already worried about the contents. We on the center-left and center-right, who are the American creed's natural defenders, have painted ourselves into a corner. We've been unwilling to say openly that different groups have significant group differences. Since we have not been willing to say that, we have been left defenseless against the claims that racism is to blame. What else could it be? We've been afraid to answer. We must. Facing Reality is a step in that direction. Pre-order the next groundbreaking examination of American society by Charles Murray. Facing Reality lays out the evidence in support of two uncomfortable truths in America. So posters on social media reported censorship over the book for months, which is curious because the topic of race is so important and prevalent in today's society. Murray has asked for a change for his research to be heard, but as co-author of The Bell Curve, he is no stranger to controversy over his ideas. So the charges of white privilege and systemic racism that are tearing the country apart float free of reality. Two known facts, long since documented beyond a reasonable doubt, need to be brought into the open and incorporated into the way we think about public policy. American whites, blacks, Hispanics, and Asians have different violent crime rates and different means and distributions of cognitive ability. The allegations of racism in policing, college admissions, segregation in housing, and hiring and promotions in the workplace ignore the ways in which the problems that prompt the allegations of systemic racism are driven by these two realities. What good can come of bringing them into the open? America's most precious ideal is what used to be known as the American creed. People are not to be judged by where they came from, what social class they come from, or by race, color, or creed. They must be judged as individuals. The prevailing progressive ideology repudiates that ideal, demanding instead that the state should judge people by their race, social origins, religion, sex, and social orientation. So we'll see what happens here when this guy's book drops. It should be quite interesting. Now, up at the top of Rents, he's got a Greg Reese report from InfoWars, The Magnetic Mark of the Beast. Mr. Producer, that's clip 5, and we're going to go ahead and play that one and let that be the end of the broadcast. Hope you all enjoyed the material. Things are moving very, very quickly, and we'll see what happens, folks. Go ahead and roll clip 5. Thanks a lot, Mr. Producer.
For those of us who still have a survival instinct, the COVID-19 vaccine has been nothing but red flags from the start. An experimental mRNA cocktail that rewires your cells at the genetic level. Everyone is supposed to get it. All negative comments are censored. Those who question it are shamed and attacked in the public. And all this for a manufactured pandemic created via headlines, pop culture talking points, and government shutdowns. On a certain level, the whole thing is undeniably a psychological test. With all these blatant red flags, are you so compliant that you are willing to submit and take the shot? Or are you driven by an independent instinct to survive? The normal healthy response would be to question this. Now we have reports of people dying after getting the vaccine. Painful side effects are becoming normalized. And there are other side effects being reported, strange ones. Several people have been claiming that magnets are sticking to the injection point on their arm after getting the COVID vaccine. Is there something metallic inside the vaccine that's strong enough to hold a small magnet? Vaccines come with inserts loaded with small print, known famously for some listing autism as an adverse reaction. The inserts for the COVID vaccine are intentionally left blank, so we have to search outside of the box. A quick search will find reports on manipulative magnetic nanomedicine as the future of COVID therapy and super paramagnetic nanoparticle delivery of DNA vaccine. The first gap both the transhumanists and techno tyrants need to bridge is the interface, the controversial chip. Some people these days have no problem having a computer chip implanted into their body, but many of us prefer to remain without. Are the magnets responding to some sort of fluid metal computer nanochip? Who knows? The trials are happening now, the public being used as lab rats.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.